Essex County is still recovering from Tropical Storm Irene, which devastated the rural county only 14 months ago. County Supervisor Chair Randy Douglas says he made the declaration after talking with the governor and the Emergency Services Director.
It gives us more of opportunity to be mobilized for public safety and those sort of things, and to do emergency contracts for removal of debris or removal of down trees and those sort of things. So it just gives us all kinds of options to move forward for public safety issues. And the state of emergency at this point does not limit travel. That's still up to the people to make their own determinations. It's up to the school districts to make their own determinations whether travel is safe. We are in constant communications with our school districts. We will let them know if anything changes where we will limit travel. But at this time, we're not doing that. We're just preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
Does it help with getting things from a state level down to the county?
It does. Once we declare a state of emergency in a county or a local municipality, such as our towns, right away they get sent to the Secretary of State, to the Governor's Office, State Emergency Management Office. Then it goes on their board. It goes on their radar that we're under a state of emergency, and they know that we might be calling for necessity items like generators or chippers or the National Guard. So, you know, after talking with the governor yesterday and state emergency management operators from the state of New York, we felt this was in our best interest to do this at this time. And I have just decided that I'm going to sign an order that all non-essential personnel for Essex County government will be shut down tomorrow. We only 24/7 operations, which means our nursing home, our sheriff's department, those sort of things will be open, but I am going to limit the amount of county workers on the road. They need to be home and make sure that their people are safe, and I've made that decision that it's in our best interest to do so.
How worried are you about Hurricane Sandy?
You know, I'm very worried. If you remember back to Irene, up until about 12 hours before, they were telling us that New York City, Atlantic City was going to get the brunt of it, and all of a sudden it shifted just literally 4 hours before it hit us. So we are prepared as best we possibly can be. We've utilized all our town and county workforce. We plan for shelters. We plan for emergency water. We plan for generators. We plan for a lot of things. But I am very worried. I mean, they're now predicting 2 to 3 inches of rain, maybe 4 inches. We can handle up to 3 inches, I think, before the Alsable River starts to flood its banks. But I'm really worried about the power outages with winds possibly up into the 65, 70 mile an hour range that could be devastating to us in our rural area with all the pine trees and things that we have in this wonderful North Country. The North Country, as you know, is a beautiful place, but it has a tendency sometime with Mother Nature not to be so nice to us.
Randy Douglas and Essex County officials met with Governor Cuomo, Congressman Owens, and National Guard officials on Sunday to discuss hurricane preparation plans. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.